I remember one Easter as a kid, my mom decided to hide Easter eggs around the house. There was just one problem. She didn't write down where she hid them all. Did we find them all? Nope. Trust me, by June, we knew something wasn't right. When school started again in September, we realized there was an Easter egg behind the encyclopedias. Trust me, that smell wasn't good for those 6 months. Well, Beaver head coach Tom Cerutori didn't like the smell last night at the Sanford Center, and it had nothing to do with the fact there was a rodeo here last week.
I don't care what the shots say up there. The 5-on-5 shots, they outshot us 12-11, 5-on-5 after two. Our power play, again, power play we got one, but again, we didn't get it done. I can't sit there and speak for you guys, but that game smelled from about the 10 minutes into the first period on, it's had a bad smell to it. And we're very lucky, we're very fortunate that we found a way to win.
Was it a great game for the BSU Beavers? No. Then again, it doesn't have to be. It just has to be better tonight than it was last night. Despite the fact the Beavers had 2 5-minute major power plays, they only scored one power play goal.
Arms into the offensive zone. Throws it wide to the target. He's looking for Charlie O'Connor on the back door. Blue line right for White Cloud. Over to the left for Jerry Fitzgerald. Tapped around into the crease. Brendan Harm shoots and scores! Loose left post, Harms chops it in. Beavers go up 1-0.
Just a good job to get that shot through traffic and quickly, and that's what I think caught the goaltender Mantha off guard. He made the initial save. The puck was in between his pads.
And despite the fact that Michael Bitzer didn't see many shots last night, the Seawolves were able to tie it midway through the third.
Back to the point, shot blocked by traffic. That's Eichstedt. Backdoor pass, the Seawolves have scored. Beavers couldn't clear it. Their first shot of the period comes at the 12-minute mark. Seawolves tied at 1.
Well, we've seen it almost all night where Bemidji State has had bouts with trouble getting the puck out of their zone, and the Seawolves make them pay there.
May have not been good, may have not smelled good, may have not looked good, but it was good enough to get a win in overtime.
Chopped out by Dylan Eichstedt of the Beavers, and now Phil Marinaccio comes free. Here's a 3-on-1. Kyle Bauman, top of the left circle, comes to his forehand shot. Safe, rebound, scores! A 3-on-1, I believe Phil Marinaccio gets it. The Beavers win in overtime 2-1.
Finally, a rebound that didn't go all the way up the slot. Good job by Bauman on the 3-on-1 to ensure you get a shot on goal at least. Came right onto the stick of Marinaccio, and before Mantha could even respond, it's in the back of the net.
Your Beavers need to play better tonight. Something tells me they will. And just in case you're wondering, every Easter after the smelly encyclopedias, my mom wrote down where she hid all the eggs. Benusa pregame show next. Beavers and Seawolves on the Beaver Radio Network.